Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Just got done talking about the convoluted picture for teams that are on the bubble for the college football playoff. A new set of rankings will be released tonight. Probably not appreciably different from last week's rankings, but certainly there's a lot that's going to happen between now and the final rankings that set the field for the CFP. Rivalry games this weekend, conference championships the weekend after that, and they can all have an effect on not just who's making the playoff, but of course, the Heisman race as well. We'll get into that in just a moment here on Bet Sweats alongside Kate Constable. I'm Chris Mack, live coast to coast on the BetMGM network. In the first hour of the show, every single day can also be watched right there on your Bally Sports Live app. Make sure you've downloaded it and you're keeping up to date as Thanksgiving approaches, and you're going to want to stay locked in regardless of where you're going to be for Thanksgiving, what annoying family members you have to visit, what terrible kind of stuffing they may make. Look, it's very simple. It's stuffing. It shouldn't be hard to do, Kate. And I appreciate all sorts of stuffing, but let me be very clear. It's got to have just a little bit of, for lack of a better way to put it, moisture to it. Nobody likes the word moist. But you can't just throw some croutons in the turkey and hope that things turn out all right in the end.
Absolutely not. Dry stuffing is arguably worse than dry turkey. Right? Like dry stuff, and you're just like eating stale bread, essentially. It does need to be moist. You need to have a lot of seasoning within it. You can't half-ass the stuffing.
Here's a question I asked PJ yesterday, though, when he was filling in. Why don't we have stuffing year-round? Why is stuffing relegated to the holidays? It's my favorite side dish at Thanksgiving. I wish, like, when I go to a cookout in the middle of July, that, you know, somebody's, you know, smoking a brisket or whatever it may be. And one of the sides, like, I love the mac and cheese, sure, some potatoes, whatever. I would love to have just a little bit of stuffing. Because if I had a little bit of stuffing all year long, Kate, I wouldn't absolutely, no pun intended, stuff myself with it come Thanksgiving and the rest of the holiday season.
It's my favorite side of Thanksgiving, too. Actually, it's not my favorite side. It's my favorite part of Thanksgiving. I like it more than I like the turkey. Well, mashed potatoes is actually a pretty close second. But I'm with you. Like, you eat mashed potatoes at other times throughout the year. You eat turkey, you know, turkey, you eat a turkey sandwich in the summer. Like, turkey's, But stuffing,
there's nothing
we
wrong
never
with mac
get.
And cheese the rest of the year, right?
Right.
Or green bean casserole or whatever it may be. That stuff gets served all year long. But not stuffing.
You know, Chris, I've never really thought about it. This is the hard-hitting stuff you get here on Bet Sweats on Thanksgiving week. I think we try and bring it year-round.
Look, there are a lot of problems in this world that are much more important, but I'd like to think that somewhere in some sort of power brokers conference room where they're meeting about very important things that affect the world at large, Someone's also bringing up this week, hey, we got to do something about stuffing. Like, the stuffing lobby needs to be on their game. Step it up. Make it a year-round thing. There's no reason we should only have this for, like, a month out of the year.
I mean, Chris, it's 2025. It is crazy that we still are only eating stuffing. When did the pilgrims come into town? When did Thanksgiving originally kick off? It's been centuries.
They did not brave the waters of the North Atlantic and found a new land and steal a whole bunch of it from the Native Americans. They didn't do all that so that 400 years later, we couldn't have stuffing whenever we damn well please, Kate.
It's a travesty, Chris. I don't know.
It really is.
I don't know how we change it.
I don't know. We may get stuffing year-round before we ever get Notre Dame in a conference and playing a conference championship game, but that's going to have an impact. Maybe not as much on the CFP field. We'll see how that shakes out. Again, Notre Dame plays Stanford this weekend. Heavy favorites. They should handle their business and be firmly in the CFP as a two-loss team. Both of those losses coming early in the season against very good football teams. My concern is not so much about how the conference championship games next weekend affect Notre Dame's playoff positioning as much as they affect the Heisman race, because we've seen Jeremiah Love rise back up the Heisman board over the last couple of weeks. And again, no pun intended, I love Jeremiah Love. Placed a Heisman bet on him way back in the summer because I thought this might be the year we return to the running back for the Heisman Trophy, because I think he may be the singular best player in college football right now. If he doesn't get drafted top 10, despite being a running back and how people in the NFL feel about drafting running backs high, it will be a travesty. I think he's going to be a major player on Sundays for years to come. All that said, I don't think he wins the Heisman. I just don't. It's been, I don't want to say too little too late, but his impact the first few weeks of the season just was not as great and didn't follow what I think the Heisman candidacy, at least for a running back, needs to be. It needs to be sort of wire-to-wire dominance in the run game. And so I'm left coming back to the two names that have been there at the top of the Heisman board for the bulk of the last 2 months. Fernando Mendoza, still the even money favorite. Julian Sayin of Ohio State, though, has drifted down the board just a little bit to 4-1. And here's my argument for Julian Sayin. I was not in on Sayin as a Heisman contender until maybe 2-3 weeks ago. And now it just all makes sense. If Ohio State beats Michigan this weekend, I understand it's the game, it's a rivalry, anything could happen, especially in Ann Arbor, especially as Ryan Day has shown us over the last 4 years. But if Julian Sayin should beat Michigan this Saturday, Kate, and possibly do it without Jeremiah Smith and Carnell Tate, who could both be out of this game or very limited, and then goes on to beat Indiana in the Big Ten championship game, I don't know how the quarterback of the 13-0 Big Ten champs does not win the Heisman Trophy. So the fact that it's floated back down to 4-1 really surprises me. And if you hadn't placed a Heisman bet yet, or you were looking to get back into the market, that would be one that I would jump on.
Because also, to add to that, Ohio State has not beaten Michigan, the last 4 years? If he's the quarterback to slay the dragon, that's a big deal. And do the Heisman voters, how much do they take it into account of that? That's how I see Julian Sayin getting there. Because right now, the edge that Fernando Mendoza has on Sayin is that he has a Heisman-worthy moment, which came against Penn State, right? The touchdown on third down late in that game that won them the game. You could argue that game shouldn't have been that close to begin with. And maybe that's where Julian Sayin, okay, he doesn't have that Heisman moment. He hasn't had to have that. But the committee, or the voters, like those moments. They have valued those big time plays for Heisman candidates in the past. So if this comes down to both of these teams undefeated, that being Indiana and Ohio State, going into the Big Ten championship game, don't you think it's whoever wins that game that wins the Heisman?
I would think so, yeah. And I would take, as much as I like Indiana, I would take Ohio State in that game. I don't know what the line will be when it comes out. That's a great guess, actually. In Ohio State by like 2.5, maybe 3.
That's what I was going to go. 3 at the very most. You're not getting over a field goal in that game.
I wouldn't think. But if Ohio State goes into Indianapolis and handles the Hoosiers in the Big Ten championship game, who's to say Julian Sayin's Heisman moment doesn't come in that game against Mendoza, right, or happens this weekend, like you mentioned, in Ann Arbor? He goes up there to the state that shall not be named and beats the Wolverines in Ann Arbor, Ohio State's first win there in half a decade. I'm willing to bet his Heisman moment comes at some point in this weekend's game. So it's a
or
valuable
that just is the Heisman moment, Chris. Like, yeah, that could be too.
Because, I mean, I would also argue that, and I get what you're saying about the Fernando Mendoza touchdown catch to beat Penn State, but I would probably argue that I don't know if that's as much Fernando Mendoza's moment as much as it is the moment of Cooper, who caught the ball. You know, right, like, and he's not a Heisman candidate. Anyway, that point right, aside, I just think Sayin drifting back down to 4-1 is a pretty good number. If, again, you didn't jump in on anybody earlier in the year, if you didn't get Sayin at a better number, although he's been sitting at the top of the board for a while now, then I think Julian Sayin at 4-1 makes a ton of sense. Again,
listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I got Jeremiah Love way back when in the summer when it was 30-1. And so I've got that sitting there in my back pocket, but I don't expect it to come home. I just don't. As well as he's played, especially over the last month and a half, it would be great to see the Heisman return to a running back and to see it be Jeremiah Love. I'm all for that if it happens, but I don't see the voters going that way, especially without getting to watch Jeremiah Love at all next weekend when they're all going to be sitting there waiting to submit their ballots.
This kind of feels like what we talked about in the last segment with betting Virginia to win the ACC championship game right now at +195 and kind of getting that money line number based for next week's game. It feels like if you like Ohio State to win this upcoming weekend against Michigan and to win the Big Ten championship game, getting 4-1 on Julian Sayin right now is kind of how you bet those two games, right? Because that would be better odds than you're getting on the money line for Ohio State this weekend, and probably on the money line for Ohio State against Indiana in the Big Ten championship game. So betting Julian Sayin now 4-1, better idea than those other two scenarios. Also, I'm with you. Like, Jeremiah Love's been okay through the first half of the season. He's been great through the second half. But go back to Ashton Gentry's stats last year. He is nowhere close to Ashton Gentry and the numbers that he put up. And I know last year's Heisman was a little different because you had the two-way player and Travis Hunter, and we don't get that all the time. But, like, if Ashton Gentry didn't win last year with 50 touchdowns and 750 carries, I find it hard to believe that Jeremiah Love's going to win with 17 touchdowns and 185 carries. Like, the volume just is not there.
Right. And again, if Jeremiah Love, the first couple weeks of the year, puts together the kind of games that he has routinely put together over the last 2 months, we're probably talking about a completely different race. But he didn't. And that's why, even though I'd like to see him win, again, I'll cash a 30-1 ticket. I think it's Julian Sain. And if you want to get in at 4-1 right now before the Michigan game, I think it makes a ton of sense. Coming up next, 6 of the 8 division races in the NFL are still really tight, within a game or two, with multiple teams involved in each one. We'll tell you where you've still got an opportunity in the market in a couple of divisions next here on BetSweats.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.